BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The International Committee of the Red Cross says that 7 of its workers have been abducted in northwestern Syria. It's not clear who carried out the kidnapping. Jim Muir reports.
An International Red Cross spokesman said the abduction happened when a convoy of 4 clearly marked ICRC vehicles was intercepted by gunmen near Sarakab in the northwestern province of Idlib. All 7 of the personnel on the convoy were taken away. The spokesman couldn't confirm Syrian state media reports that the convoy had been shot at. He said they had had no direct contact so far with the kidnapped personnel or with the abductors. It's not known who might have been responsible for the abduction. Hardline Islamist rebel groups are known to operate in the area.
Syria's official state news agency says there's been a double car bombing in the centre of the capital, Damascus. It said 2 cars driven by suicide attackers blew up close to the headquarters of the Syrian State Broadcasting Corporation, causing minor damage to the building. State television said a number of passers-by had been wounded in the blasts. Police in Russia say they've arrested about 200 people who were vandalising a shopping centre in the south of Moscow. Thousands of people started rioting during a protest against the killing of an ethnic Russian man in front of his girlfriend, allegedly by a migrant from the Caucasus. Steve Rosenberg reports from the Russian capital.
The demonstration began peacefully, but it soon turned violent. Protesters stormed a shopping centre, smashing windows, and then overran a vegetable warehouse searching for migrant workers. There were chants of Russia for the Russians and white power. Riot police moved in. There were clashes and hundreds of people were detained. The violence reflects growing Russian nationalism and growing tension between ethnic Russians and migrant workers from the Caucasus region and from former Soviet republics.
Indian officials say at least 91 people have been killed during a stampede at a Hindu festival. More than 100 people are being treated in hospital for injuries. Emergency crews.